我们现在我们就开始，我们先来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你，外面风和日丽。
Lord, we thank you for such a wonderful weather.
好像一个漫长多雨寒冷的冬天就渐渐过去了。
It seems that a cold and a rainy winter has passed away.
我们欢迎春天来到我们当中。
We welcome spring in us.
我们也更求主，让我们在我们的生命中也有一个春天。
We also ask that Lord, please bring a spring in our life.
有时候我们生命中多有凄苦，多有凄凉，寒冷，狂风暴雨。
Oftentimes that we have hardship and we have stormy weathers in our life.
但是主，在我们生活中一些苦的日子，一些难过的时光。都是为我们的好处。
But all those hardship, all those stormy weathers in our life, it's for our benefit.
让我们在春天的时候也能够感谢赞美主。
So we can give thanks to you, and we can give honor to you in our springtime.
在我们人生的四季里面。
So in the four seasons of our life,
我们都能够感谢主。
So we can give thanks to you.
因为你从来不会做错事情。
Because you will never wrongdo us.
你也不会讲错话。
You will never say something wrong to us.
主啊，你帮助我们每一个人甘心乐意地紧紧跟随你。
Lord, please help every one of us to follow you willingly.
特别是我们这边有许多年轻的孩子们。
Especially those young people in our church.
在年轻的时候就懂得珍惜你给我们的机会。
When we're young, that we will understand to cherish the opportunity that you have given us.
因为我们的时间就是这个一去不复返的机会。
Because the time that just passed away will be the opportunity that you have given us.
帮助我们抓住我们生命中每一刻时光。
Please help us to seize every opportunity, every moment.
没有浪费的。
No wasting.
让我们好好的活出一个精彩的人生。
To help us to have a wonderful life.
求主帮助我们今天。
May God help us today.
让我们学习我们生命中一个很重要的课题。
To learn a very important lesson in our life.
与我们每一个人同在。
Be with every one of us.
赐福保守看顾。
Bless every one of us.
奉靠主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天还是我们要准备，我们要遇见我们的主。
So today we still talk about preparing to face our God.
那我们今天有一个小小的重点。
So,
就是我们的圣洁。
So today that we will talk about our holiness.
我们的圣洁。
So our holiness.
非常有意义的课题。
It's a very meaningful subject.
好，你们都喜欢看书吗？
Do you like to read?
你们都喜欢看书啊？
Does every one of us like to read?
你们有没有看过这本书？
Have you ever read this book before?
有没有看过这本书？
Have you ever read this book before?
没有人看过啊？
No one?
有没有看过这本？没有看过这本书？这本书看懂是什么主题吗？
Do you know what is the subject of this book?
你们知道这本书里面内容是什么？
Do you know what is the content of this book?
你想不想知道？
Do you want to know?
你想不想知道？这本书看懂吗？这是英文的哈。
Do you understand the topic of this book?
啊，你翻译一下中文。
就是。除了性以外，男人的脑子里面想的是什么？
想的是什么？
事业。
哎呀，我们的联姻永远是很可爱哈。
感谢联姻。
我思维很灵敏嘛，所以。
好，中文翻译哈，懂了哈，英文翻译。啊，你们女生，你们不要以为跟你们无关哈。
So your women do not think the subject is not
里面内容讲什么？这不知道，有没有人看过？有没有人知道这本书？有没有
？What is the content of this book? Does anyone know?
好，我给你们一个 hint， 好不好
？I will give you a hint。
我给你们一个 hint， 一个很好的 hint。
A very good hint。
这本书你们看过没有
？Have you ever read this book before? 就是。
好，翻译一下这本书。
女人脑子里除了钱之外在想什么？
这两本书非常有意思。
It's a very, these two books are very interesting.
你显然也没看过。这两本书有一个共通点。
So there are one, there is one common between these two books.
有一个共同答案。
There is a common answer for these two books.
这两本书非常的类似。
These two books are very similar.
你想知道里面是什么吗？
Do you want to know the content?
这本书想不想知道？男生想不想
知道？ Do you want to know the content of this book? 苏杰摇头。
苏杰摇头啊，这骗人的啊！老师在不能说谎话的啊！我们必须要讲，看到这个书名，你很有兴趣，是吗？
So we have to confess that it's really intriguing. These two are really intriguing topics.
我再讲一次，这两本书有一个共通点啊。
So I would once more say once again that there are one common in these two books.
前面这本书在 Amazon 卖$10。
So the first book sell $10 per book in Amazon.
如果你用 Kindle 的话，也要差不多$7。
If you use a Kindle, it's worth about $7.
这本书还引起一些很有意思的回馈哈。
So this book also give a really interest, have some really interesting feedback.
是一个英国的男作家写的啊。
So a British male author wrote this book.
这本书呢是一个美国的女作家写的。
So this book is wrote by a female author in the United States.
还是一个 PhD 来的啊。
She's also a PhD.
你们想不想知道这两本书里面共同点是什么
？Do you know what's the common in these two books？
这本书里面的内容是什么
？The content。
苏杰是不是想不想知道？啊？这本书里面是什么？共同点，共同点，同样的答案。
So the common point of these two books is
里面是空白的。
So there's nothing, no content in the book. All blank pages.
想出来了没有？
Do you understand?
两本书里面是 nothing.
So there's nothing in these two books.
Did you get it? Yes. Or no? Did you get it? 这本书里面是Nothing.
So there are nothing in this book.
这本书里面打开来里面没有内容。
When you open up, it's all blank.
换句话说
In another word,
每一个男人在想
So all men
成天在想的
All they have ever think about
没有想其他什么的空白的
All they have ever think about
就想一件事什么事啊
Is
什么事 Come on, 什么事Young man, 那一个女人呢？成天在想。
So what? So a woman.
脑袋里面除了钱以外都是什么
？All they can think about besides money is
都是什么
？Is
好，你把小孩子带走哈，这个是这个成人级是不是？有一点非哇，不是有一点，非常的讽刺哈。
It's very ironic.
这两本书有它的价值，是告诉我们一件事情。
So the value of these two books is
男人很爱男女之间的事情。
So men often think about sex.
那女人很喜欢钱。
Women often think about money.
这句话有没有很多真理在里面？很多事实有没有？
Is there any truth in these two statements?
当然我不是说全部都是但是相当普遍是有这个现象
I'm not telling you that it's all truth but oftentimes there are many truths in these two statements
啊，成人级啊所以小孩子都走了哈。
We're sending our kids away
限制级
It's a PG 18 17 15
我都不知道是多少了不过说实话 这两本书很有意思，就是告诉我们世界上基本上有一个通常的现象。
So, these two books tell us there's a commonality in our world.
有一句 中文的这个话讲得很有意思，这个
There's a Chinese old saying.
说男人有钱就死坏，听过吗？变坏。
So when men get rich, they get bad.
然后女人死坏就变成有钱，对吧？好了，不管是怎么样
，women get bad and they get rich.
所以这个恶性循环在这个世界上，从有人类开始就有这些娼妓啊，有这些权势啊，这些坏的 cycle 在那个地方。
As we can see, this is a vicious cycle that happened on the beginning of our human history.
因为男人对性的事情是一般来讲相当有兴趣的。
So, because it's true that men often cares more about sex.
特别是年轻的时候，你在这方面常常会有一些软弱。
So, especially when you are young, that you often have weakness in this point.
在主日讲这个，好像有一点。但是圣经讲很多。
You may think it's weird to talk about this during our Sunday worship.
圣经里面讲到这一方面，其实讲了很多。
But actually, Bible has referenced a lot of these two subjects.
但是我们不太敢讲。
But oftentimes we are too afraid to talk about it.
也不想讲。
And oftentimes we don't want to talk about it.
因为讲了会很难堪。
Because it will make us embarrassed.
会让我们脸红。
Will make us.
让我们小朋友全部都出去。
It will make.We send our kids away.
我们不敢面对。
Because we don't want to face it.
但是我觉得圣经就是圣经。
But oftentimes I think Bible is Bible.
你不面对，你还是得面对。
If you don't want to face it today, you will face it one day.
我们现在在特别网络发达的时代。
Especially nowadays we have internet.
到处都可以看见这些男女之间的事情。
You can find this subject on the internet easily.
我看过这么一个统计。
So I know there's a consensus.
Statistics.
Statistics.
不管是多少年前有没有效，他说在世界上大概有三分之一的男人是被 addicted to 这个。
So there's a statistic saying that about one third of the men in this world are addicted to sex.
同时，大概女人有20%或者十几二十左右，也是有同样的一样的问题。
So about roughly 20% of women have same kind of problem.
包括教会。
So including in the church.
弟兄姊妹，如果是这样子的话，我们当中有三分之一的男的，有五分之一的女这姊妹，有这方面的软弱。
So, brother and sister, have to think about it. So, one third of our men and about 20% of our women, our sisters, have this kind of problem.
不是一些软弱，而且是长时间的软弱。
It's not just a single moment, but it's for a long time, a chronic problem.
我可以跟你们讲，是说我的经历是这样。
So, my experience is this.
我甚至知道我们当中的弟兄姊妹，特别是姊妹们。
So, oftentimes I know that especially.Women's in our church,
还有我有知道你的传道人都在这方面有挣扎。
So even I know some female ministry
missionary
have such problems.
就是跟我承认，他有这方面的挣扎，就有软弱。
Have this kind of struggle.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很实在的事情。
So brother and sister, this is a very realistic.
我不愿意做一个我们蒙着头，哎呀，大家没事没事，还行吧，就过了。有事就是有事，让我们好好面对它。
Yeah, I don't want to be the guy that run away from the problem.
为什么性这件事情会这么有吸引力呢？
So why there's such attraction in this matter?
为什么会对人类有这么大的对这个 power 啊？
So why it holds such a great power to our humans?
性这件事情好不好？
Is it a good thing?
你们看我啊，没关系哈，不要怕哈。性这件事情好不好
？Is sex a good thing？
我跟你讲，性是世界上上帝给人类最好的礼物。
So sex is almost the best.
不是 almost.
That
is
one of the best things.
也不是 one of.
你不是刚其中吗
The
Oh, it's the best thing.
我告诉你们我的为什么这样说哈。
So I can tell you why I think this way.
我不是胡说的哈。
So it's according to the Bible. It's not according to my imaginary.
世界上在人类的关系中最亲密的是什么关系？
So what is the closest relationship in all among all humans?
是不是父子、兄弟、朋友？
Is it?
是不是
father and sons or brothers
是不是
or friends?
都不是，对不对？
No.
是什么？
Is it?
是夫妻， what? 对吧？
It's between a man and a woman.
夫妻为什么会特别？
Husband and wife. Why the relationship between the husband and wife is so special?
你现在很快啊，他们现在反应的很快啊，怕我讲他们的话，因为夫妻有性的关系。
Because there's a sexual relationship
between husband and wife. 我说正常的哈，
Normally,
我现在都是说正常哈。
Normally,
在夫妻正常的性的关系里面。
So, a normal a sexual relationship between a husband and a wife.
你仔细听哈，可以潜藏到人神相交的 foretaste.
So you can foretaste the relationship between a man and a God. A man and God.
如果一个夫妻他在主里面真是能够照着神的方法。在夫妻关系上达到这种境界的话
So if a couple can achieve this level in their relationship
你可以尝到我们跟神关系的至高的感受在那里
So there's a foretaste between so there's a foretaste of a relationship between a man and a God
在性关系里面完美是上帝最好的给我们的礼物
So if you can achieve perfectin the sexual relationship it's the
best gift 但是如果我们没有在夫妻里面
but if you don't if this sexual relationship
照着我们本能的冲动
if this sexual relationship is not within a husband
and wife relationship 糟蹋这个最好的礼物
then we are abused such wonderful gift that will abuse
姊妹我求各位哈特别是年轻的你们的孩不是孩子哈哈你们都是成人了啊
so brother and sister I urge you, especially young men and women.
在这一方面，千万你记得牧师的话。
So please remember what I was saying today.
把你最好的礼物，把你自己献给神，也献给你的配偶。
So give the best part of you to God and also to your counterpart.
但是如果我们在这方面软弱的话
，But if you have weakness in this.A subject.
你会 suffer, 你会 loss 很多很多。
You will suffer and you will lose a great amount.
我们现在所强调的就是，我不惹到别人，我心甘情愿，两厢情愿，有什么不好？
So nowadays we talk about it, but the things that I'm doing is not offend to others. What's the matter?
我不侵犯到别人，我不勉强别人。只要两厢情愿
urge,
你情我愿什么事都可以做对吧
I'm not, urge, I'm not offend others I'm not forcing others
但是 I'm sorry
Then it seems that we can do everything
但是这一件事情在上帝眼中看为宝贵
but,
很重要弟兄姊妹明白吗
But this thing God sees it very preciously
不要认为这是我自己的事
Don't think it's just a matter between
我的身体我自己管好就行了。
So you think that you can control your body,
我自己有的时候爽一下有什么不行
What is the matter if I just get high once a while?
我请你们留意在 sex 这件事情上面我们非常的容易损失也冒犯我们的上帝。
But brother and sister, I can tell you that oftentimes in the matter of sex that we are very easily offended our God and we will lose great amount of things.
通常这种伤痕或者是遗憾都是终身的。
The scar that these things will give you is usually lifetime long.
Lifetime long.
It's lifetime long.
不管你被侵犯也好你不管你自己损失也好不管你自己跌倒软弱也好 it's a lifelong damage.
So it doesn't matter whether you are being offended or you lost something in this relationship. It's oftentimes a lifelong damage.
不要小看这件事情。
Brother and sister, please don't look upon it lightly.
后面是那个给我们心里面要跟上帝联合那个期望，你留给上帝来满足。
So, brother and sister, as we can see, the things in the original design of a sexual relationship is God's best plan behind it.
你知道在一个最好的性的关系，夫妻间的性关系的时候。
So you know that when the best, when is the, when...
就是三，啊，很难翻译。三位一体真神他们在一起团契的那个光景。
So the best sexual relationship between between a man and a wife and his wife, it's
assimilation
of the our the relationship within our triune God.
真的真的，你听起来很玄哈。你们还没有结婚，你们大概不知道。
So you may found it very abstract.
不管你们什么经验，弟兄姊妹，我再讲一次哈。
So brother and sister, I would emphasize once again.
当夫妻在肉体上结合的时候
when,
照着神的规矩照神的方法结合的时候
When a man and his wife come united together freshly according to God's plan
享受最人间最亲密关系的时候
When they enjoy the best relationship between two humans
就是看到三位一体他们在团契的 simulation
So you can foretaste the simulation of the relationship between our triune God, within our triune God.
你们想不想?
Do you want to?
I want.
You want to try it?
我真的很想。那个是人间最高的境界。
That's,
没有任何其他的感觉关系可以比代。
There's the highest level two human can achieve in the relationship.
不要小看，这是我自己身体，我爱怎么 enjoy 我就怎么 enjoy。
Do not take this matter too lightly.
圣经里面讲了很多，我们今天来讲一下。
So there are many things has mentioned. There are many scripture mentioned this.
这两本书你们都看过了哈，今天。
So you know the content of these two books.
你们这两本书都看过了。
So you know the content right now.
有没看内容？
我讲了半天，你还没听懂？
听懂了。
里面有没有内容啊？好好内容明白 ，essence 明白，里面是空的 ，nothing。
So the content of these two books are empty.
好了，我们现在不推翻他，联谊很有意思啊。我们不是讲这特例哈，我们先不讲特例。大部分的人脑袋里面，很多女生里面一天到晚在想钱，他讽刺啦，懂吗？
So,
这个作者他讽反讽。
This book is a sarcasm.
人类，这是一个好像心理学的老师
no,
还是什么不知
道。These two books are sarcasm, talking about a common trend, not about special.
男人成天就是在赚这些事。
So oftentimes the things that men
think about 性的事情
is sex.
然后女人一天到晚就赚钱的事情，对不对
？So oftentimes.
阿门不阿门？好，那我们教会例外哈。
About.
那我们教会例外哈。好，不管是反讽也好，怎么样？让我们看完这两本书，今天看完了，你不要花钱买。这些女孩子特别哦，你看我不要花十块钱买了，我知道内容多好啊，算你赚到便宜。好，这两本书内容都是空的，打开里面 blank nothing zero。
So doesn't matter whether it's a sarcasm or not.
好，我们现在我们来看圣经，好不好
？That's nothing.
我们来念圣经，不是空的啊。
So let's read the Bible, which is not a blank.
好，我们来念圣经，来，好。弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们，你们既然受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行，讨主的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。你们原晓得我们凭主主耶稣传给你们什么命令，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行，要个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体，不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。看到这个，我就想起来，我实在很希望这些年轻人刚刚不要走。
So when I read this scripture, that I think that
现在的孩子接触到性教育非常非常的早。
So I wish that we didn't send our kids away, and because nowadays kids receive sexual education.Way too early, sometimes quite early.
我讲一个我自己亲身知道的一个例子。
So I can tell you one example. It's my personal example.
有一个男生。
There's a boy.
他跟我讲，他从几岁开始 去看色情网页。
So he told me that he reached to a pornography website.
他后来 got into real big trouble. 我就不讲内容。
When he's a very young when he's at very young age.
他的一生都 almost ruined 掉了。
And later on, he got into really big trouble. Almost his whole life got ruined.
你猜他几岁开始看？
Take a guess, like, what is his age when he first reached to the pornography website?
几岁？你们孩子几岁？刚刚孩子几岁？
So what is the age of the kids that we just sent away? What is youngest?
弟兄姊妹，我们不要小看在我们下一代身上的影响。
So, brother and sister, do not think the effect of these things too lightly on our kids.
我教所有的家长。
I told all the parents,
你在你孩子小学的时候，你自己教他们 sex education.
So I often told the parents that you need to teach your kids about sex.
你不教、
sexual、
他跟他的同学去学
sexual education to your kids when they were
你不教他上电视学
If you don't teach them that they will
你自己不讲，让学校老师教他一些不对的东西。
They will learn it from their school. They will learn it from the television.
不要小看这种事情。
Brother and sister, do not take it too lightly.
在孩子小的时候，你赶快跟他讲。
So teach them when they are young.
因为这种孩子吸收了以后，他一辈子很可能就以这个为模范。
So when they absorb it way too early, then it's very likely they will take these as example.
因为这是一个很 sensitive 的 issue， 但是我们不能。不注意它。
So, brother and sister, this is a very sensitive issue, but we cannot overlook it.
我们今天只是刚好查到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》，我们看到第四章。
So, today we ran into this matter because we were in First Thessalonians.
还有其他很多地方都讲。
Many other scripture refers to that.
保罗跟帖撒罗尼迦教会讲了三章问候的话。
So, Paul used three chapters.
记得我上个礼拜讲吗？
你侬
我侬我侬你侬你哈我们我们你们你们我们哎呀哎呀缠成一团。
Remember last week that I talked about a lot of you, a lot of I, a lot of we, a lot of them.
他很 care 他们之间的问题。
So Paul cared deeply about the problem within the church
of
Thessalonica.
哦，最后我还要再加一件事情。
So when he finished.Then he would like to add one more thing.
他以人际之间的关系为他的主题。
So he used the personal relationship, the relationship within the church as his theme.
所以我现在还有话说。
But he also had other things to add on.
Finally then. 哎呀，我还有一些末了的话。
So finally then, I have something other.
表示他讲了这么多关系，他心里面第一件冒出来的事情就是 sex 这件事情。
So.The things that he mentioned besides the theme is
他说我求求你们啊我劝你们啊求爷爷告奶奶
So Paul used these words ask you and urge you
我强烈的用我的身形告诉你们这件事情
So strongly, emotionally
我知道你们已经做得很好
I know that you have made a great progress
Good job, doing a good job.
That you guys been doing a good job.
但是我还要再勉励你们。
But I would like to ask you to do so more and more.
不要因为你们现在做得好，就以为没事了。
Do not just stop there.
一直要继续下去。
Do not stop at here because you are doing the good
thing. 要继续的下去。
You need to do so more and more and continuously.
他劝他们是什么事情呢
？So what is the things that Paul urged?And ask for the church in Thessalonica. And that is for God's will that you become holy and keep away from sexual immorality.
什么叫做圣洁?
What is the meaning of holiness?
什么叫做 how you define holy?
How you define holy holiness?
Oh, 我们 define 怎么, 我们怎么样说圣洁? Oh, 这个人好圣洁, 哦, 好圣洁。
So when we talk aboutA holy person, a holy people, or
很怎么样
and oftentimes it makes us think that he's
什么叫圣洁
he or her are very
圣洁非常简单的说
that holiness in simple means
在上帝的眼中圣洁就是一件事
so holy in God's eye.
好，谁可以跟我讲？
Do you know the definition?
什么叫圣洁？
According to God's eye.
什么叫圣洁？
What is the meaning of holiness?
圣洁的意思，本意。
What is the original intent of?
就是什么？
Original definition of holiness.
就是分开。
And holy, it, the original definition of holy means set apart.
不一样。
Difference,
set apart, 不同种类。
That you're different.
什么叫做圣洁？
What is the meaning of holy?
就是你不一样。
That means you are different.
我们跟上帝，上帝是圣洁的。
So we and God,
上帝是不一样的。
God is different category.
上帝不是人。
God is not human.
不是像你我一样。
God does not like you and I.
分别从人分别出来的。
He's separate from human.
圣洁就是不一样的意思。
Holy means different.
他要我们怎么跟人家不一样？
So how do we keep apart, set apart from
后面的讲，
others?
像那些不认识的外邦人，不跟他们一样。
Like the Gentile that does not know God.
就是不一样。要我们守住圣洁，就是要我们跟外邦人不一样。
So we become holy when we set apart from the Gentiles that do not know God.
那些不信主的人，他们爱干嘛就干嘛。
So the Gentiles, they do not know God. They accord.
只要两厢情愿，他们可以做任何事情。
They do things according to their base instinct.
但是你我不一样，我们是属上帝的人。
But you and I, we are different. We are.
我们跟他们要分别出来。
We are a new category now.
他们可以做，我们不做。
They do things their way.
他们认为没有关系，我们认为有关系啊。
We do things differently.
他们认为反正是他们两个人事情。啊、你做做没关系，只要享受一下啊，这个吸口烟也好啊，在外面有些婚外情也好，都没有关系。
So they do things according to basic instinct.
但是我们不认为是这样。
But we are different.
我们跟他要分别出来啊。
Therefore, we need to keep away from these behaviors.
哎呀，这个文化好很。变化很快。
The culture of nowadays changed really fast.
从我成长的时候，这些性的关系，我就看过很多，听过很多很多的词。
So when I was, when I was, when I was,
我现在都
my young age,
你们可能都不知道。那个时候，我们那个时候我在出来工作，最流行，大家每一次一碰面就，特别是男生一讲，哎呀，你有没有包二奶呀？包二奶，你们听懂吗？So, 哎、有些不认识的他一看我就想哎呀包二奶怎么好怎么好哦那个时候大概哎呀我听
的都很多、啊、When I first started work, the very common word, a very between among men, it's they will often ask one another whether you have a mystery.
然后呢
mistress.
然后后来又听过五七这个字听过没有五七中午吃饭的妻子。
哦、我以为是五七。So then another word generally become slowly become gradually become more popular than is the words in Chinese called a lunch wife.
Yeah, right. 就是吃饭的时候我们出来是我的妻子，然后下午一上班回家就拜拜了啊。就是中午这段时间一个小时的妻子啊。
So lunch wife means that when you hanging out with others, then this will become your wife. But when you go home,
then your
wife、
哎、
will become another.
一大堆的文化。
Yeah. And
小蜜听过吧？嗯，秘书还是什么之类的。
So,
反正
in Chinese, we often have a misuse of the word secretary.
别人可以做，我们不能做。
So, however.
Others
can do that, that we cannot do that.
再流行，再 popular， 每一个人都在干，我们就是要跟他们分别出来。
Doesn't matter how popular these things are, but we need to keep away from this.
你再有钱，也不要去做。
Doesn't matter how rich you are.
所以有时候我在想哈，男生最好没有钱比较好，不会干坏事。
So oftentimes I think.
穷一点没本钱人家看不上你因为女人要钱嘛对吧
So being poor may be a good thing for a man because he will keep away from all these
男人爱色女人爱钱一拍即合到处都是这个例子啊
So oftentimes we see many cases in this world that when men become rich and women want money
所以男生你们穷一点赶快找老婆因为如果你有钱找老婆很可能不是看着你的人而是看着你的钱对不对 然后女生你不要漂亮哈，越漂亮越麻烦，以后人家看着你的好才给你结婚，以后你老了人家就再换一个啦，还有钱了嘛。所以弟兄姊妹，趁你们还年轻赶快好好念书。
So brother and sister, that we need to learn this lesson when we were young.
好了，我们下次再讲。好了，好了，好了，不管怎么样，我们求神帮助我们在 sex 这件事上面千万当心，好吗？
So may God help us, though, so we have,we need to be vigilant on this matter. We need to be cautious.
我们要赶快结论。答应你们一点钟要结束。
So the summary of today that I promise you that I will finish before one.
在性的事情上，男女的事情，我们谨谨慎慎过一辈子。
So brother and sister, on this matter that I wish you have a vigilant and a cautious will.
我自己的理论是这样。
So my personal theory is.
你的感情。
So your emotion.
你的感情哈。
Your emotion.
男女之间的感情。
The emotion between.You and
你的性的经验
your sexual experiences
像一杯水
like a cup of water
你年轻的时候是满的
when you were young it's a full cup of water
当你用的时候
when you use it
男女的关系特别是有性的关系的时候
so especially the sexual relationship between a man and a woman when you use it
你就泼掉了
and you spray a little bit of the water in the full cup
泼出去的水永远不能收回来。
When you spread it out, that will never return. The water will never return.
我盼望每一位男生女生，特别是年轻的。
I hope every man
and woman. 把你那杯水流得最慢。
So keep your cup of water full.
到你结婚的时候，献给你的配偶。
Till you marry and give it to your spouse.
我敢保证。
I can guarantee you.
你一辈子不会后悔。
You will never regret.
因为泼出去的水。永远收不回来。
Because the water that you sprayed out will never return to the cup again.
因此，所以我们在这些方面要小心。我只是开始讲这方面而已。
So brothers and sisters, today we only lightly touched this topic, but I hope you have a vigilant and cautious view.
不要在这方面被绊倒了。
So do not stumble on this matter.
我们的身体就是神的殿。
So our body is God's temple.
神的灵住在我们里面。
God's spirit lives in us.
你要上帝的灵 24/7 住在你里面吗？
So if do you want God's spirit to live in you 24/7?
你就好好的 keep it holy.
Then you need to keep God's temple holy.
让你的身体24/7上帝都住在你里面。
So then God's spirit can live in you.Live in God's temple 24/7.
婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，等等等等。圣经里面很多讲到这方面的事情。
So you need to respect a marriage and do not defile the bed.
因为我们的身体是上帝的殿。
Because our body is God's temple.
珍惜我们的身体。
We need to guard and treasure our body.
当上帝的灵住在我们里面的时候
，When God's Spirit lives in us，
我们珍惜它
，We cherish it。
不要说，哎呀，圣灵，你暂时到外面去乘一下凉啊，我十分钟就再来回来。
So we cherish him and do not ask him out when you want to do things differently。
因为神的祝福借着圣灵，要长时间 constantly 住在我们里面。
Because God's blessing will live in us。Through Holy Spirit constantly.
我们不管今天男生女生
doesn't matter whether you are a young man or whether you are a man or woman.
不管我们今天的年纪怎么样
doesn't matter your age.
不管我们现在的婚姻状况已婚未婚
doesn't matter your marital status.
我们跟神立个约好不好
Let's make a covenant with our God.
我们特别是年轻的
especially our young people, a young generation, make a covenant with God.
好好守住自己。
Keep yourself.
我保证你不会后悔。
I will guarantee you, you will not.
真的不会。
You will not.
我可以讲我的自己经验，不会的。
You will not regret.
你会很庆幸，你只有一个女朋友，你只有一个老婆。
You will be thankful that you only have one.
当然不是每一个人都这样，但是我可以保证你。
You will only have one wife or one husband.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们把这一件非常难以启齿的事情带到你面前来。
Lord, we bring this matter, this very sometimes very embarrassing matter to you.
因为我们都不愿意在教会里面，特别在主日的时候讲台上讲这些事情。
Oftentimes that we will not willing to talk about this, and even we're not willing to talk about this.
但在圣经里面就是讲了很多。
But yes, Lord, you mentioned it so many times in the Bible.
你帮助我们每一个人谨守，守住我们的身体。
Lord, please help us, help every one of us to keep our body clean.
不管我们的婚姻状况。
Doesn't matter our marital status.
不管我们的年纪。
Doesn't matter our age.
这件事情都常常在我们的周围影响着我们。
These things affect us.
帮助我们守住我们自己。
Help us to keep ourselves.
因为圣经里面说要我们守住我们的圣洁。
Because the Bible says that we need to keep our holiness.
就好像守住一个玉瓶一样。
Just like we keep a jade,
珍贵它。
We cherish it.
不要 abuse 它。
Do not abuse it.
也不要把里面的水泼出去。
Do not spray the water inside of
the cup. 轻易的就随随便便。
Do not spray it lightly.
好像享受十分钟的快乐。
Just like we enjoy on a 10 minutes happiness.
殊不知我们要受到终身的痛苦。
But oftentimes that the damage to us are lifelong.
主啊，你保守我们这里所有的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, please help and keep every one of us.
让我们在你面前蒙福。
So we can be blessed before you.
但是也让我们做好我们自己的本分。
But often to also help us to do our share.
这个你要来帮助我们。
Lord, this the special matter that you need to help us.
赐给我们智慧。
Give us wisdom.
远逃避那些淫乱的事。
Keep away from the sexual immorality.
常与清心的人一起祷告。
So we pray together with those godly people.
祝福我们在座的每一位。
And bless every one of us.
成为我们生命中的祝福。
Become our blessing.
奉靠主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.